This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators today in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we are visiting with Mr. David Davis, the president and CEO at Shared Health Services, who partners with hospitals to open and manage outpatient wound care and hyperbaric oxygen therapy centers across the United States. Mr. Davis, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hello, Eric. It's good to be with you also.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Good to have you out today. So for starters, tell us, what is a chronic wound?
Wounds typically heal on their own, Eric. You can cut yourself 2 or 3 days, you're usually getting better. But some people have underlying disease processes that won't let a wound heal correctly. For instance, a diabetic has a hard time healing a wound. Sometimes diabetics don't even know they have a wound. So a chronic wound is a wound that hasn't healed normally in 4 to 6 weeks. And some people have wounds that go on for years that are not treated.
And how many chronic wounds are there reported in America?
You know, it is an amazing amount of people that have chronic wounds, wounds that haven't healed in that 4 to 6 week time period. There's over 6.5 million people with chronic wounds in America. It's a devastating thing. People lose days of work. People end up having to retire from their jobs, can't go out, can't play with their grandkids. It's just devastating having one of these wounds. And again, about over 6.5 million people have wounds that won't heal.
And that certainly is a large number. Also, what types of wounds become chronic wounds? Get into those details, if you would.
Probably the biggest wound category that won't go on to heal, and most of these wounds happen in elderly adults, not always. People can be younger, but typically they're an older population. And the type of wound that typically doesn't heal the way it ought to is something called a venous stasis wound. And that wound is coming from the veins going back to the heart, usually in the lower extremities, usually around the ankles. And these wounds can go on forever and ever. And the best way to treat one of those wounds is with pressure to put the edema, the swelling, back to a normal size so the leg can heal. And again, you do that with pressure reduction. Another big category of wounds that won't heal are diabetics that I talked about just a moment ago. Diabetics have something called neuropathy, and they can't feel their feet often. They don't know that they've had an ingrown toenail that hurt like most people hurt, or they could cut their foot and not know it, or they could step on a nail and not know it. They could get a blister from their shoe and not realize that that's taking place. So diabetic ulcers are something that can be devastating and sometimes go on and lead to amputation. So diabetics really need to watch their feet, have somebody daily monitoring their feet, either themselves with a mirror or another caregiver. Pressure ulcers is something you hear about a lot in the news, pressure injuries, people that have been paralyzed and can't turn. And then arterial wounds, and this is the other side of the blood flow. Venous was the veins going back to the heart. Arterials is the veins or the arteries, the blood vessels coming from the heart. And if they get occluded or blocked or have a blood clot, distal or beyond that clot doesn't have enough blood flow, not enough oxygen, and then you'll have a wound breakdown beyond that site.
Today we are joined by Mr. David Davis, the president and CEO at Shared Health Services, who partners with hospitals to open and manage outpatient wound care and hyperbaric oxygen therapy centers across the U.S. here on eHealth Radio's health care and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Continuing on, Mr. Davis, where and how are chronic wounds typically treated?
The acute wound are those wounds that most people get. You can put a Band-Aid on them and they typically heal, or you go to your doctor and get stitched up or the emergency room and those people go on to heal. But those chronic wounds typically will end up in a wound center out of a hospital, and where they have and we have specialty trained physicians, specialty trained nurses, hyperbaric technologists, mm-hmm. people that are understanding of wounds, and they concentrate on wounds all the time. They're looking at the science behind how a wound heals. And when you think of a wound, it's typically not just the wound that needs to be healed. There's some underlying cause of that wound. There may be an infection. There may be blood sugars out of control. The nutrition may be off. There may be some pressure that needs to be relieved. So you need someone that's looking at that, and the best way to do that is find your local wound care center in your local community.
And Mr. Davis, if you would, tell us, what is hyperbaric oxygen HBO therapy?
Hyperbaric oxygen therapy actually has been around for several years. It really gained prominence back in the 1980s and 90s, but it was around before that, used extensively in the military, primarily in the Navy, but some in the Air Force. The Navy used it for decompression illness. Someone would go diving, would come up too fast, would get nitrogen bubbles, and hyperbaric oxygen therapy will help drive those bubbles back into solution or back into the blood, out of the muscle and other tissue. So it was used in the military. From the 80s and 90s on, the science has proven that hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which means hyper means high, baric means pressure, so it's high pressure, oxygen at 100%. You and I right now are breathing 21% oxygen. So the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, high pressure oxygen, will treat certain wounds. It doesn't heal every wound. It wouldn't help a venous stasis wound. Typically won't help a pressure injury wound. But if it's in the arterial side of the blood flow that I talked about earlier, then hyperbaric oxygen therapy is very helpful for those type of patients. So you'll see that in the diabetic patient. You'll see it someone that has an occlusion, someone that has a bone infection or osteomyelitis, or someone that's had radiation treatments for cancer. About 5 to 15% of those patients will go on to need hyperbaric oxygen therapy, because when you're getting your radiation therapy, they're taking care of the cancer. It's actually killing those cancer cells, but sometimes it can damage the blood vessels around that area. And hyperbaric oxygen therapy will actually grow new blood vessels. And this may be 20 years after you had cancer or and you had your radiation. So this is the late effects of radiation. And they'll have some treatments, grow some new blood vessel back, and then those wounds heal oftentimes after 20 or 30 years.
If you would, Mr. Davis, get into what are some of the diagnoses that HBO is used to treat.
Typically, it's those wounds that won't heal. It's used in some hospitals that do acute care. You can use it for carbon monoxide poisoning. Someone has a carbon monoxide poisoning and they're in their garage and they've not called the EMS. It would take about 5 hours for that carbon monoxide to get out of their bloodstream or off of their hemoglobin. When the ambulance gets there, they put them on 100% breathing mask. It takes about 3 hours to get the carbon monoxide off of the hemoglobin in the bloodstream. In a hyperbaric chamber, you can actually wash that carbon monoxide out in about 23 minutes. So it's amazing for that, but it's primarily used now for wound care, again, in the diabetic foot ulcer, osteomyelitis, that bone infection. This is not a primary treatment. You'd still need the surgeon to go in and cut away some of the dead infected bone, put them on strong antibiotics with IVs, and then hyperbaric oxygen therapy is an adjunctive therapy, a treatment that goes along with those other specialty treatments. And then the arterial disease that has wounds that won't heal because there was a blockage in the arterial system, and then the radiation damage. Those are the people that primarily end up in a hyperbaric chamber for treatment with great results.
Lastly, and as far as your company is concerned, how does Shared Health Services work with hospitals?
We actually contact different hospitals. We have hospitals contact us directly through our website and through phone calls, and we visit. We contract with hospitals. We do a contract. We go in and work with hospital administration. And we specialize in starting wound care and hyperbaric oxygen therapy centers. We've been doing this since the mid-1990s, so we've got lots of years of doing this. My background as a respiratory therapist has been around oxygen for about 40 years, And also, I was a Joint Commission surveyor, so I know how to build quality into programs. And we go in and we hire the staff for the hospitals. We bring in the hyperbaric chambers and related equipment. We become a true partner, and we manage those hyperbaric and wound care centers for the hospital on a day-to-day basis. And the center actually belongs to the hospital, and we're just there as a partner to help run and manage those programs for them.
Well, Mr. Davis, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you join us today. Quite informative, and we really have appreciated your time spent with us here today. If you would tell our listeners where they can get all the details on Shared Health Services and how one could be in contact as well.
You can go to our website, www.sharedhealthservices.com. Again, www.sharedhealthservices.com. Or if you have questions, if you're a hospital looking to partner with a company like Shared Health Services, they can call 1-800-474-0202.
Well, good enough. Again, Mr. Davis, it has been our pleasure, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. David Davis, the president and CEO at Shared Health Services, who partners with hospitals to open and manage outpatient wound care and hyperbaric oxygen therapy centers across the U.S. And for more information, simply visit sharedhealthservices.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, again, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Again, thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.